56. Descendants. Bob, January 2183, Delta Eridani. Buster grunted as he released the arrow. It flew dead true and buried itself in the target. Archimedes whooped from the sidelines, and Buster's little brother and sister yelled insults. Another universality, apparently. Buster turned to his opponent, Arnold's son, and waggled his ears. Donald looked distinctly uncomfortable, but wasn't going to back down in front of the entire Hexki. Donald released the arrow. It hit the edge of the target. Not a kill shot, but certainly crippling if it had hit a live target. Arnold shrugged and yelled something supportive. I took a moment to smile at the number of new faces that had grown up over the last few years. Child mortality had dropped significantly with the reduction in the gorilloid threat, and the Deltan population was up to over 1,100. Archimedes's family had grown as well, 3 children and a 4th on the way. I was finally beginning to get an idea of the lifespan of the Deltans. Moses had died a few years ago at somewhere between 60 and 70 Earth years old, about the same or maybe even a little better than humans, given the environment. It was a bittersweet time for me. The Council had never relented in their decision to banish me. Archimedes brought it up a couple of times, but was shut down hard. His position as the tribe's premier toolmaker protected him to a certain extent, but I finally told him to drop it. I didn't want any backlash against his family. Stories of the Bob still abounded, but I noticed that they were now being embellished. In particular, my reputation seemed to be suffering. The tone sounded a little more like Loki or Lucifer these days. Would I end up as the devil in some far future religious myth? I sighed. The risks of godhood, I guess. I sent a quick text to ask Marvin if he'd be joining today's scrub game and got an affirmative.